Representatives from 11 Southeast Alaska Native tribes came together to talk about transboundary rivers and the potential harm that Canadian mining projects could have on Alaska's ecosystem. The meeting took place in Craig on Prince of Wales Island and was hosted by the organized village of Kasan. John Morris of the Douglas Indian Association was among the participants. He says he's worried about the long-term effects of mining. He mentioned some mines in the Juneau-Douglas area that have been closed for many years.
One of the projects we decided to take on was to do some water sampling, soil sampling from the old mine tailings. We started several years ago, and what we had found out that from our testing, that a lot of the old tailings, there are still a lot of arsenic and mercury content there.
Morris says mines have the potential to harm fish, game, and flora as soon as they start operating, and there's no predicting how long the effects will continue. Among the proposed Canadian mines close to Alaska's border, the Kerr Sulphurets Mitchell mine is furthest along in its permitting process. Guy Archibald of the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council was traveling with Morris. Archibald compared the KSM mine to the controversial Pebble mine, which has been proposed for Alaska's Bristol Bay area, and says KSM developers themselves have estimated that the effects could last two centuries.
Projected lifespan of this mine is 50 years. They also project that they're going to have active water treatment for at least 200 more years. In all likelihood, it will have to be perpetual water treatment forever.
Rob Sanderson of Ketchikan attended the summit as one of the Tlingit Haida Central Council representatives. He says the tribes want to connect with other stakeholders such as sport fishing groups and work together to stop the KSM mine. Even if the mine is operated safely, Sanderson says accidents happen.
You're talking two tailing sites that are bigger than the Hoover Dam. You know, and Lord forbid, you know, we live in a very seismic active area in the world. And as you know, that we've had an earthquake off Craig last winter at over 7 point something. And one of those tailing sites break open. You can imagine the devastation from those tailings that would leave. You know, that would go right around Gravina Island first, more than any other island. Ketchikan would take a direct hit.
At the end of the summit, the group came up with a plan of action. Morris says they're forming a committee that will reach out to Alaska and U.S. officials in hopes that they will intervene with the Canadian government. The KSM project would extract about 130,000 tons of ore daily from four deposits. Seabridge Gold, the company developing the mine, estimates that the project will operate for about 57 years. Development plans call for a water treatment facility that will treat all water from mine activity during those 57 years and for as long as it takes after the mine is closed. According to the company's executive summary, the KSM mine will have minor effects on the quality of the river water, minor effects on fish and wildlife, and some lasting effects on surrounding wetlands. The company is supposed to compensate for any negative effects. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.